42,000 teenagers are converging on the Vatican this evening despite the sweltering summer heat.
Sven.
Marius.
Patrick.
Andy.
Matthias.
Phil.
We are pilgrims of the international ministers.
Germany.
Freiburg.
Yeah, Freiburg.
Ah, St. Stephanus.
They're all part of a special pilgrimage being organized by Coetus Internationalis Ministrantium, a European organization that links up altar servers from across the continent.
18 countries take part in this year's celebration. As far as I have known, the smallest group is a single person from Malta.
The theme of the two-day event is taken from the Gospel of John, Spiritus Vivificat. And walking along the Consolazione Boulevard that leads onto St. Peter's Square, the cobblestones are awash with the scarves and banners and banter of countless groups of young people, most of them, it appears, from Germany. Peter Hannanen is director of the German Bishops' Conference Office for Pastoral Youth Care and Ministry. I asked him why altar service seems so popular among his country's young people.
Yes, the reason is that in Germany, to work in a pastoral way with altar boys and altar girls, not only training them how to do this job during mass service, but to work with them in a more deep way to understand mass service and to understand service. The Second Vatican Council said that liturgy is the high point and the fountain of Christianity and of Christian life. And this is the main point where young people can be with God and can be together as community and together with God.
Leaving little doubt that there is far more to serving Mass than ringing bells and carrying candles. Over the next 2 days, the teenagers will have the opportunity to meet and greet altar servers from parishes and dioceses spread throughout Europe. And while Tuesday evening's Mass with Cardinal Schönborn is central to the pilgrimage, there is little doubt that most of these young people are here to see the Pope, which they will Wednesday morning in his first general audience since his summer vacation. Peter Hannanen again.
They trust him. And I think this will be one of the great impressions during the meeting with him, that this is a man who is trying hard and who just wants to teach. He is a teacher.
I'm Emer McCarthy.